name is Mr. Fiery, or Sir for short.
Episode 3. Social connections! Did you get the memo I sent to you through the post?
Oh, no, boss, I didn't get it. The post does take several days.
I'll be having words with that Daily Mail. When I send mail, the post office should deliver it instantly. The gist of it was that I want you to work until midnight tonight.
Don't understand what's happening tonight.
My wife has an emergency bridge game. It's a matter of life and death in the cutthroat world of social etiquette. So, in order to keep up appearances tonight, it would be necessary for you to accompany me to a social gathering. But I am upper middle class, if not a member of outright aristocracy. And you are from the lower echelons of the working class. So you might not fit in. But if you make me the slightest bit embarrassed, you will be part of the underclass, as you will be fired. So keep up your social appearances tonight, and all will go without a hitch. Here we are at the dinner party. Now remember, impressions count. Looks come second, and most importantly, it's not the doing, but the saying. We're keeping up appearances. You've even got to ring the doorbell in a polite manner, like this.
Oh, hello. Great to see you, old chap. Great to see you. That's what I said I would say to the wife when you came, and now you have come. It's great to see you, old chap. I've got to show you some of my photos, taken with the old camera here. Just me and a few of the old boys from when we were in the brigade together. Did you listen to that programme on Radio 4 last night? Absolutely shocking, wasn't it? I said to the wife, maybe we shouldn't let so many of them in next time. So what do you bank, old boy? Have you got any portfolios? I'm in banking myself. Oh, that bailout. Shocking, wasn't it? Don't you think we should have got more?
Absolutely!
Here, I gave my bonus back to charity. Another bank that had been bailed out is now a registered charity, officially. You know, you've got to help each other out. Anyway, you look like a spiffingly fit sort of chap. Do you play golf? What's your handicap? And as my wife said, my handicap is the way I play the game. I must say, I laughed about three times as long as that when I was in the clubhouse.
This thing continues in part 2, which is on later in the show.